This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, Vic, do you think you might have ADHD?
Well, listeners keep emailing me, telling me that they think I do, so probably.
Mind you, listeners also email us saying we talk too much about your mum's feet. So what do they know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I honestly had no idea about the connection between overdrinking and ADHD until we started this podcast.
About 40% of people that have had any sort of drinking issues also apparently have ADHD.
Whenever we chat to ex-drinkers, this comes up more than you'd believe. If you have ADHD or suspect you might, or just want to learn about this link, then we would encourage you to check out the I Have ADHD podcast.
It's the place where adults with ADHD find research-based information, validation, and tons of support.
This is the best way to feel less alone and hear some of the answers to the questions you've been sitting with for too long. You'll hear detailed descriptions of what it means to have ADHD and enjoy interviews with the foremost experts in the industry so that you don't have to read those ADHD books that are collecting dust on your shelf.
Yeah. Listen to the I Have ADHD podcast and learn how ADHD affects every aspect of your life, from the boardroom to the bedroom.
In the podcast, you'll also hear about their ADHD coaching program, which is called Focused. Focused is made up of three pillars: courses, coaching, and community. It is designed to help you build your own self-improvement program and is perfect for the ADHD brain.
And you can get $50 off the course just by using the code SOBER, S-O-B-E-R. So if you're tired of feeling stuck and don't know where to start, listen to the I Have ADHD podcast.
On a night out or on holiday, just get out of it. You know, and plan ahead, like we just said. Make sure you've got your car there, you haven't got anyone else relying on you for a lift.
Yeah.
Do whatever it takes and just walk out. And again, like we spoke about, if you see other people drinking and you're feeling highly jealous of them, just think about where they're going to be in an hour's time.
Yes.
You may have walked back to the hotel room, or you might be going for a nice walk along the beach, or you might have gone for an ice cream. They might be on their second bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And that usually doesn't end well. So have a little sort of comparison. It's always good to think of other people.
They'll probably
shit.
Have Giorgio biting on their neck or with their tongue, his tongue in their ear.
Yeah, well, we've got to keep Giorgio busy. There's got to still be some drinkers out there. Otherwise, Giorgio won't have a job.
I love you, Victoria.
Did that work every time?
I was about to say, actually, one holiday romance I had, he looked at me straight in the eye, like these beautiful blue eyes, like sun, you know, beautiful tan skin. He looked at me straight in the eye and went, "I think I love you, Christina." I was like, "I'm not fucking Christina. Who is Christina?"
But I'll have a shag anyway.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I was like, "All right then, don't worry about it. Let's go."
I would have let it go.
Yeah, I did. He was hot.
That's all that mattered. Well, he probably wasn't. You just drank a lot.
No, he wasn't.
A really good way to deal with it if you're surrounded by alcohol and you feel uncomfortable, and Vic and I do it a lot, is we kind of laugh at the alcohol culture and mock it, don't we? We sort of say, "Oh God, how ridiculous. Why do they have to have alcohol there? That's so unnecessary." And it just, somehow by just making a bit of a joke out of it, it does make it easier to manage.
It makes us sound like miserable swines. Why can't you see the bigger picture?
It is funny when you look around you and you just see alcohol everywhere in completely unnecessary places. Just take the piss out of the alcohol.
Yeah, just like, why are you doing that? Just stop doing that.
Yeah, be like us, because we're so cool.
Be miserable like us.
Yeah, miserable fuckers. One of my tips, if you're feeling a bit stuck on a holiday and people are drinking, is just head out and find the best cake shop in town.
Great idea.
I think that you can't beat a cake and a cup of tea. Mm. That's what I love. So that's what I'll look for on a holiday. So it's up to other people might think, I just want to do something sporty. So find something sporty, do what you enjoy instead. And also learn from your holiday. Vic and I thought we had it in the bag, I think, when we left for our break in to Brisbane. We weren't at all worried. I wasn't worried.
No, I wasn't worried at all. Really didn't even think about it, to be honest.
Yeah. I thought I'm with the master. I'm with my guru. She's going to lead the way. But we were shaky there at first, and we learned a lot from it. So when we do it again, we won't waste the first night wandering around completely lost like a pair of wallies.
Yeah.
We'll be doing something more fun, heading out to a restaurant that's more suitable and finding activities that are really cool for sober people.
Yeah.
So just keep learning.
Yeah, keep learning. I mean, stressful times will happen. There are going to be people who you meet on holiday who don't know you and that they're going to try and make you drink. That's one thing that probably will happen.
No one tried to pull us, did they, Vic?
No one tried to pull us.
No one tried to buy us a drink.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, I don't know, because we're in bed by 8:30. Everyone has anything else just going out.
Oh, well, that's our excuse anyway.
Yeah.
If we had stayed out later, they would have been
queuing
up. They
would have been all over us, wouldn't they? If someone says, come on your holidays to have a drink, I mean, just say to them that their absence is required. That's always a good thing. Just say, look, go away. I'm not dealing with you. This isn't, you know, you've got your words prepared. That's what we're saying about being prepared. It's like, be prepared for people like that because they are going to come around. They are going to be annoying. Nagging, jeering, cajoling and peer pressure will occur. Let it slide like water from a duck's back. The opinions of others are irrelevant to your journey. They just don't understand your struggle. So you've got to be prepared for that because people are drinking all the time on holiday and they're not going to understand you, especially if it's people you've just met. So, yeah, just look out for that.
They don't know who you are. They don't know your journey or your troubles. So just ignore them.
I've got a good tip here. If people gang up on you and you feel overwhelmed, crawl up into a ball and rock backwards and forwards crying for your mother.
Great. Love it. I'm going to try that one next time.
Try that one while you're out, Lucy. I'd like to be there when you do it. Not really. Leave. Don't crawl up into a ball and rock backwards and forwards. Or write your name in excrement on a wall.
Yeah, don't do that either.
You might get arrested.
Again, that's slightly sort of more along the pissed activity.
Yes.
So definitely put that in the pissed activity box.
I've written here, be prepared for phase out. This is a good one. If you are sober, you might not get asked on the boys' weekend again. That is going to be hard to deal with. It's okay, but it can be a bit heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because people, as you know, your sobriety is going to be confronting for people. If the boys that you're away with, they're all doing shots first thing in the morning, Jaeger bombs, and then steins of beer at the German beer festival, and you're sat there with a fizzy water, they're going to be very, very confronted by your presence.
And no one wants to see your smiling, healthy face first thing in the morning.
They don't,
do they?
You've just been for a jug and a nice, you know, a jog rather, and a nice
a jug
of beer. No, a jog. And then, you know, they don't want to see that. So, yeah, be prepared to be, occasionally you might feel phased out from your friendship
circle.
That's
the same as we've talked about. When we talked about who we surround ourselves with drinking and going on nights out, a lot of these tips that we're talking about here for holiday are very relevant to going out for a night with drinking friends and how to handle it.
So we're saying choose your holiday friendships, you know, choose the people you go away with because, there might be a shift that you need to do there. Yeah. And it might be hard and people might get upset, but you know, what's more important? Your sobriety is so important, I think.
And holiday is meant to be fun. You don't want to go on something that's a challenge, that it's going to be hard for you.
Exactly. And a good thing to do is to plan a productive day the day after you've been out on that night. Even though you may have been boring, you're the one that's going to be up and you get to do everything else that you wanted to do on the holiday and the rest of the party crew will all be nursing stonking hangovers.
Yes.
If you're questioning your relationship with booze, you're struggling to moderate, or your hangovers are causing anxiety, it might be time to reach out for some support.
Yeah, just talk to a mate about how you're feeling, contact a local doctor, find an AA or sobriety group. Vic's got one.
Yeah, just head to www.cuppa.community.
Remember, if you're questioning yourself, it might be time to seek support.
Even though this journey can be awkward, it is definitely worth it. And if you've enjoyed the Sober Awkward podcast, don't forget to review it, rate it, and share it with your mates.
They have to share it with their mates?
Yeah, of course they do. I'm not doing this for nothing, Hamish. Bloody hell.
How do they share it?
I don't know. Just write it on the...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, as you probably know, my comedy memoir, A Thousand Wasted Sundays, is officially out. All my magnificent fuckuppery in one awkward hit. If you'd like to get your hands on a copy, it's now available from all good bookstores.
We always say all good bookstores, don't we? Yeah. Are there bad bookstores?
I don't know, it's probably ones with moody sellers.
Oh, yeah, really depressed librarian folks.
Yes, okay. Good. So there are probably some, but we're only storing it in the good ones.
It's only made it into the goodies.
You can also get it from all good online retailers. The print version and ebook are out now, and the audiobook will be available in March. I've been writing my memoir for 5 years. It will make you laugh, cry and cringe, and hopefully inspire a few people to reconsider their relationship with booze. If you love the podcast, then I think you'll love the book, even if I do say so myself. Hamish has read it. What did you think?
I feel like I know a little bit too much about you now, to be honest, Vic. Look, I really loved it. It was hilarious and surprisingly moving, but I feel like I've seen you naked in a literary sense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's worrying.
Yeah. From an emotional point of view, seriously, it wobbled my teeny weeny wooden heart, Vic.
Okay.
My teeny little wooden heart.
Well, his teeny little, his wooden heart is broken. Anyway, so if you do manage to get your filthy mitts on a copy, please do me a favour and head to goodreads.com and give me a review. Doing that will help me get it out there to those that need a bit of sober support. So there you have it. My story, unwanted warts and all. Come and get awkward with me.
Not to be too demanding or anything, but seriously, go and buy it now.
Yeah, go and buy it. Go and buy it right now.
Yeah, don't just tell your friends. Buy it and then buy your friends one or two.
Yeah, don't give them a copy. Yeah. Buy it,
And you know what? Don't be careful where you store it. If you lose it, you can always buy another five.
Yeah, buy another one.
Yeah.